News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Second day of work for UN weapons inspectors at a suburb of Damascus where they believe there was a chemical attack last week that killed at least 100. At the White House, President Obama formulating an international response.
Secretary of State John Kerry offering a clear indictment against the Syrian regime.
What we saw in Syria last week should shock the conscience of the world.
Kerry accusing Syrian leaders of indiscriminate use of chemical weapons, then destroying evidence ahead of UN inspections.
As a father, I can't get the image out of my head of a man who held up his dead child, wailing while chaos swirled around him.
Kerry saying the administration will hold Assad responsible, but stopped short of saying how. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama is weighing the appropriate response. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
A Milwaukee police officer recovering from a cracked skull after getting into a street fight Monday. Police Chief Ed Flynn says the 43-year-old officer Dwayne Monte got into a confrontation with a suspect in a bad neighborhood. Luckily, there were police nearby when the suspect lunged for the officer's gun.
The individual who assaulted Officer Monte has an extensive arrest record, including three domestic assault batteries, one other battery, and possession of a dangerous weapon.
Now, the officer is recovering. It's not clear exactly why the two engaged in a fight. Police Chief Flynn says officers resisted using deadly force and were able to regain control of the situation. Police in La Crosse are trying to find out how a handgun ended up in the storm sewer. La Crosse maintenance workers found the Browning 9mm handgun Friday. It was lying in about 6 inches of water in the storm sewers below Vine Street. Police say the weapon was not in workable condition and was not loaded. Everest Metro Police may be sending fewer officers to assist with routine calls in Rothschild. A report from the EMPD Police Commission shows a disproportionate number of officers head to Rothschild under a mutual aid agreement. Police Chief Wally Sparks says his department does not nearly get as much in return.
Safety comes first, and nobody's going to get hurt out there. If they need help, we're going to be there. But then the other side of that is there is a business side to that, and there is an accountability to our taxpayers.
Now, Chief Sparks says any change to mutual aid would have to be approved by elected officials. Rothschild Police were considering a merger with the Everest Metro Police Department. They backed out of that earlier this month. A longtime Merrill manufacturer is celebrating 40 years in business. Governor Scott Walker was at Northern Wire's anniversary celebration yesterday. The company has recently been purchased by Elgin Fastener Corporation. CEO Jeff Lister says they're working on creating high-paying manufacturing jobs.
We're making parts that are more engineered product that require some expertise in their higher paying jobs. We've got engineering here. We've got tooling that we manufacture here.
Some of the company's custom parts go to agricultural firms like John Deere. After more than a month of arrests for protesters who don't have the proper permits to demonstrate under the Capitol Rotunda Dome, some of these arrests turned ugly yesterday. Police charged two with resisting officers. One had to be dragged to the ground. Protesters chanting as officers made those arrests. 13 others were cited in Madison for demonstrating without permits. Some 300 people have been charged so far. Miley Cyrus on all fours apparently got very good ratings.
Sunday's MTV Video Music Awards show was up 66% in viewers from 2012, in part thanks to Miley Cyrus's twerking. The broadcast on MTV brought in 10.1 million viewers and now ranks as the top cable entertainment broadcast of the year in the 12 to 34 demographic. The show featured an NSYNC reunion and performances by Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Now the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holly.
Showers and storms are likely this morning. A few showers and storms could become strong and severe. High today of 89 under partly sunny skies. Another round of showers and storms possible this afternoon. Tonight down to 70. Tomorrow high of 87. Partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Thursday will be slightly cooler with a high of 86. Then we see more mid to upper 80s. As we enter Friday and into this weekend with the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. I'm meteorologist Mark Highland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Our real-time weather radar allows you to zoom into street level of your neighborhood. We see rain showers still north of Wausau between the Merrill, Tomahawk, and Rhinelander areas. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.